forgive us.
Now that I've been abandoned to my lonely fate, I feel relieved to have cut off the dead weight that the incompetence of my co-host helps create. That the incompetence of my co-host helps create. Oh, glory, hallelujah, hand in hand. I'm the only one who hasn't quit the band. Oh, glory, hallelujah, hand in hand. I am the only one who hasn't quit the band.
There we go.
It's supposed to be Sarah Palin-Judd and Violet and M.
Now I'm forced to do the podcast without them. Jed's at a wedding way down in Philly. Sarah Steele's in California, which I find kinda silly. Soulmate is in Iraq for some reason.
Violet is too pregnant, and Midwestel is choking his rod.
Alright, that was pretty good, guys.
His rod.
Okay, so once more. From the top. Oh, God. Oh, here we go. I feel the... No. It's still going. We ready? Oh, Jesus. No, from the top. From the top. Oh, my God. I can feel the excitement building. Oh, ladies and gentlemen.
Now that I've been abandoned to my lonely fate, I feel relieved to have cut off the dead weight that the incompetence of my co-host helped create. That the incompetence of my co-host helped create.
Oh,
glory, hallelujah, hand in hand. I'm the only one who hasn't quit the band. Oh, glory, hallelujah, hand in hand. I'm the only one who hasn't quit the band.
So tune in to the Apocalypse every Friday at 2 p.m.
So tune in to the Apocalypse every Friday on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Oh, glory, hand in hand. I'm the only one who hasn't quit the band.
Quit
glory,
the band.
Hallelujah, hand in hand. I'm the only one who hasn't quit the band. For Jesus, for Jesus, for Jesus, for Jesus.
Yes, and welcome to the Apocalypse. That was good enough.
That went well?
Yeah, that was really good. Usually it's much worse than that. So, killed it, guys.
10 out of 10.
Yeah,
10 out of 10. Unless we want to do it again, but I feel like that was fucking perfect. Yeah.
That's off to the people in this room, right?
Yeah.
Please. We got it.
All right, well,
guys.
Anyways, I have to Skype Mr. Greg Horowitz, who's going to be joining us. Anyways, welcome to the Apocalypse. That was the Apocalypse intro song, like, 30th intro song. We've done, like, 30 episodes of this bullshit, and we do a new song every single episode. So, joining us are my sometimes co-host, Johnny B-Roll.
Hello, everyone.
Hey.
Hi. He's a cameraman.
Hi.
It's true.
Jakira.
Hi.
She's a Mancunian.
Mm-hmm.
And Heather, who's also a Mancunian.
Hi.
Welcome. Welcome to the Apocalypse.
It's great to be here.
It's so great to have you guys here. Well, honestly.
What's on the agenda for today, Pat? Kind of terrible, horrible things?
I know that we say that it's great to be here, but is it really great?
It's terrible.
Well, I don't know if it's terrible, but I think that it's pushing a little bit far to say that it's great. Like
I'm
they
sorry.
Said, no, please.
It's average
I mean, it's
to be
better
here.
Than our landlord who complains too
that,
much.
That's true. When you guys are trying to do your podcast in your apartment and your landlord complains. Well, anyways, let's have my friend, our Boca Raton correspondent,
is going to join us if I can ever figure out how to do this shit. Okay, yeah, that'd be great. Thanks, Skype. Okay, so yeah, Greg's calling in. Every week, we do the Apocalypse, which is a show about the end of the world.
Are you allowed to smoke?
Cigarettes?
No.
No, I apologize. No, they'll freak out about that. Yeah, it's sort of like a fascist regime.
It's like an enclosed area.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. So, the world is horrible.
Yep.
Yeah.
The world is filled with some very inconsistent traitors. There are traitors in our midst.
Traitors.
There are
terrorists.
Traitors all around us, low and high.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
They're coming out of the woodwork, Pat. What are we gonna do?
I don't know, John. But wait, whose is this? Is this someone else's? America's dealing with treason. England is dealing with treason, but it's like a different. You guys have been like betrayed from below.
Yeah.
Whereas like America's been betrayed from above. Mm-hmm. But let's talk about Manchester.
Mm-hmm.
What I thought was crazy about this is that this person knew that they were gonna kill like young girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like specifically, and like woke up every morning for like years planning that.
Really.
They said he did it for revenge, didn't he? But that's not an excuse.
Revenge against little girls?
apparently he was angry that loads of kids got killed in the Middle East.
Yeah,
so that's why he targeted that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they wouldn't want him to do that.
Exactly.
So it's not really... and this is like... One thing that's actually interesting about England, though, that is why they're a little bit smarter than the U.S. at this shit, is that England's like counterterrorism policy is less racist than like America's. I mean, like the reason that more people would have died if they had like a racial profiling based system for screening people, a fuck ton more people would have died, because in Europe like they check everyone's bags, like it's just methodical. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like every fucking person, it's like, all right, lads, like let's see all the bags.
Right.
You know, whereas in like America, they're kind of like,
no, you look cool.
I don't like the look of them. You know, and so I would be surprised if like people that weren't the right skin color got harassed in that line walking in. I feel like everybody got in without being profiled in any way, and that guy couldn't get in. You know,
really?
So yeah,
yeah,
he couldn't even get into the arena because they searched everybody. So it's just an example of how we're being fucked, like right now as like Americans by our incredibly stupid president. Like as stupid as your guys' leaders are, there's still kind of like some guiding principles. I don't know. Any thoughts?
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
What are like three good things about Manchester that you guys remember especially? I could think of like 10 good things about Manchester.
There's so many good things about Manchester.
And I fucking hate most places.
Have you ever actually been?
I've never been, but I'm like a Manchester file. Whatever.
You should come to Manchester.
Yeah. Manchester.
Sure.
Most of what I learned about Manchester, I learned from the film 24 Hour Party People.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
That's fucking a good film. Brilliant film.
Okay, good.
And Control, and the Joy Division documentary, and fucking, yeah, it's good. My family comes from like the Manchester of France, except without like the cultural revival.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, so it's just like, well, the factories are empty. You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
We might as well like put, you know, use it to dispose of like roadkill.
I have a question, like, which is
I don't get your sense of humor.
My sense of humor? I don't know.
We're
just killing time. There's no sense of humor.
Okay.
What about this versus you know, attacks on civilians during the troubles with Northern Ireland? Like, I mean, how has the response been? And, like, how does this kind of fit into that context?
I think, I don't know. I don't know if that's, like, maybe that's a bigger, you get more coverage of that here. I reckon. We don't hear about that.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't?
No.
No. So it's kind of like... Okay.
You don't hear about what?
I'm just talking about the general context of, like, acts of terror in the UK and
it doesn't happen a lot in the UK. Not recently.
Not
no.
recently.
Well, no, there was the London Bridge.
That was a while ago. That was, like, 2007.
No, that was recently. Yeah,
it was recently.
Oh, not the one on the bus.
No, yeah, I'm on about the bridge.
Oh, right. I thought you said bus. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. I remember that, the 7-7.
Yeah.
That was fucked up.
Yeah, that was like...
But this is what I kind of don't get is when I was a little kid, I remember there always being bomb threats and like bombs in France. Like it seemed, I don't get like why people think that it's suddenly different. Like, let's give up now. Like
maybe because it's the generation.
Well, like, but I don't know. What do you guys think? Like, do you think that European democracy is like resilient?
No, I just think like this generation is probably more like, no, fuck you. We're not letting this happen. I don't know. I feel like this generation is just a bit, I don't know if you guys agree.
Well, I think England's cool because it actually has like a national identity that's not based on like ethnicity. Whereas like France is really fucked up on that.
Because race is France, right? Is that right?
I mean, it depends. It depends how you look at it. Like, I feel like my mom's not racist and she's French. But like,
I was just in France. I was in the south of France and, and
that's the worst part.
I said, the conversation came around to me saying like, hey, you know, it's your country. It's, you know, like, I don't know anything about your country. It's your
French
country.
Racist?
And they looked at me and they went, they're like, it's our village.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. I remember when I was a little kid, you guys take me back to Europe. You guys are from Europe, so you know, castles and shit.
Do you guys not have castles here?
No.
You have White Castles, which I've not tried yet.
Interestingly enough,
no castles in America.
You know the photograph that I've taken that's been seen the most times?
Which one?
It's seen over 100,000 times.
Which one?
The fucking kid that got stood up for a date at White Castle on Valentine's Day. He's like dressed in a suit and he was eating a giant case. It was seen like 100. It's crazy. Yeah, someone lifted it off Lulu's Facebook.
Maybe it's because he asked the woman to meet him at White Castle. Maybe that's his problem.
What film? Why do you want to go White Castle again?
Harold and Kumar.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, she's been a vegetarian for ages.
Me too.
And she thought they only sold, like, actual burgers, so she was willing to eat a burger. She was willing to eat a burger at White Castle.
Oh, traitor.
No, just Harold and Kumar, man. Sometimes you just got to.
But you can get the vegetarian ones there.
She didn't know.
I didn't know until now.
She's willing to sacrifice.
Oh, you fool.
Well,
speaking of cows... Let's get right
into it. I used to have a phobia of cows.
When I was a little child, I was exposed to the horrors of France, you know, a lot. And because I have relatives that are like...
The three great things about Manchester, the Smiths, to the community.
He said 10.
No, he said 3.
3.
Okay.
He said 3. And he lost it.
Sorry,
so I was like, I'm going to carry on.
Midway through his story.
And
no, it's cool. That's how we work on the podcast.
Also,
she's doing
like,
well. I've taken a note to
also
the
shit out. The shit out. Sorry, guys.
And Wetherspoons?
Sorry, go on. No, please. Wetherspoons? What's that?
Oh, God. Wetherspoons. Fantastic.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
It's like a pub that sells really cheap, shitty food.
Oh, that sounds nice.
You get,
it's
like,
everywhere in like the UK.
How
is
much
it like
is
a franchise?
Yeah. It's in the UK. And it's
like £1.90 for a pint.
Yeah.
It's like British Waffle House or something like
that. That was a very accented £1.90 for a pint. There's certain things that you can't... Well, have I done my impression of the Queen?
No.
Yes.
Hang on.
Yes.
Not to me.
Let's get ready for it. Let's tell a little story.
I'm excited.
Right? Yep. It's not the Apocalypse until this comes on, so...
This story really this left me...
Yeah, it's a really inspirational story from the war.
I have to say.
It's all over the place.
All right. So during World War II, during the Blitz, you guys know what I'm talking about, right? Yeah.
Yep.
When they were bombing the shit out of when the Germans were bombing the shit out of London for no reason. Incidentally, England was also bombing the shit out of Northern France for no reason at that time. But that's a different conversation. But so the Queen was like, "I've got to rally the people." Yeah. And people were like, "Oh shit, fuck." And the Queen was like, "Oh my god, like, just fucking bombs falling all over London. Like, I have to speak to my people. What am I gonna do?" So this young radio operator came up and he was like, "All right, you know, Your Highness, we're gonna have to run a wire from here, from Buckingham Palace, right across the Thames, and then we're gonna have to crank it and then create the power and then you'll transmit." And she was like, "All right." So they just had to haul out there, and they were just hauling this fucking heavy cable, and then just bombs were falling everywhere, and like, oh shit. Oh God! The cable is so heavy. Oh Jesus! Oh, they're just dragging it, dragging. And then a bomb just blew the cable away, and they were like, "Oh shit! Fuck!" So they're like, "Oh guys, we have to go in, cut the power," and then they had to cut the power, and then they had to meticulously reattach the wiring coiling, and then wrap it up with fucking electrical tape. And then there was rain and fucking bombs everywhere, and like. And their hands were slipping with the tape and trying to make it waterproof. And they're like, finally, did it. And they just cranked it, you know what I mean? Mm. And then the queen, they're like, "Your Highness, you're ready." And she's like, "Shit, but we have some bad news. Is you have to climb all the way up to the top of the tower." No, Buckingham Palace. Mm. Yeah, that Tower of London is different. You have to climb all the way up to the Buckingham Palace, Tower of London. And you have to give the address. And she's like, "But my leg is hurt. Because, you know, like, I sat on it funny, and it's going to be hard." And they're like, "Fuck." So just the bombs were falling, and the earth was shaking, and they were like, "Pff." And she was like, "All right, lads, fuck it. For my people." So they just hauled the queen up. You know what I mean? And it was the older generations of the corgis were there, too. Ever loyal. And they're just like, "Oh, fuck." And they were just dragging the queen up. Hauling her up. Oh, and they finally got her onto the mic, and she was like... And all of the country was waiting for the queen's word. And everybody was hushed. And the bombs were falling. She was like, oh Jesus. Oh my God, what are we gonna do? Is this mic on? And they were like, "No, wait, we have to readjust it." So then they had to re-screw in the mic. And then finally they got it. And then the queen sat up and everybody was on bated breath. And she delivered her message to her, the people. And she was like, "All right, hands, that's how we look at your cocks!" And the war was won.
Words heard round the world.
Yeah, the famous "Let's have a look at your cocks, lad" address. What's up? Sorry.
I figured out who you look like, but I'm just going to Google him and find him 1 second.
Oh, Jesus Christ. It's never good when someone says that. They're like, "Hey, this is real." Incidentally, we had a friend on last week. Mm-hmm. My friend Graham, who there was a police sketch of a wanted pedophile that was released that looked exactly like him.
Oh, wow.
Now, it wasn't him because the person was arrested. So, you know, he's clear and all that. But it really fucking looks like him.
Shit.
And so we ripped into him for about a half hour about that. And that was, but he said it's actually unfortunate to have something like that happen, you know?
Yeah.
Because if you're going to look like, I'd rather have someone be like, "Hey, are you like, you know, are you the guy that was like an extra on Friends?" And you're like, "Yeah, you know, when I was a kid, I was an extra."
Wait,
whatever.
I found his name.
Was you actually?
What?
Was you actually?
Was I? No. When I was a child, it was brutal. But I can tell you something that did happen when I was a child. In France, every summer we'd have to go back and just my simple like cow raising relatives, and that's not true. They're not simple. They're very nice. But.
Oh, yeah, like a younger version of him.
You're a younger version of Steve Coogan.
Oh, I love Steve Coogan.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, hey, that's cool. I like the Coog. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. I love the Coog. That's what we call him here.
Coog.
No, it's not what we call him, but I like it. But yeah, so I had to be on the farm, and one of my first memories was they were like, "Do you like rabbits?" And I was like, "Oh my God, I love rabbits." And they're like, "That's great, because we've killed some for you."
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and they took me down into like a cellar with like dust, and they just creaked open the door, and they're like, "Look at that." And there's like a bunch of rabbits fucking hanging on hooks. And they're like, "You're welcome."
Like, we actually, rabbit tastes quite nice.
I've never had it.
Never had it.
It tastes like suffering. You know?
And pain.
Yeah, when you're younger, like, you just think, "Oh, it tastes nice."
No, I was like, "Oh God, why are you making me eat a cute animal?"
I like lamb. I used to like lamb when I ate meat.
Well, I like lamb because it's so tragic.
Can you maybe open this for me?
Fuck yeah. Because it's so, like... I want my meat to be tragic.
Is that music still supposed to be on?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's okay. Deep Level Cast. Some people have described it. No. I'm wearing like an inappropriate shirt. It makes me look like I'm a pervert. But it's my girlfriend that got it for me as sleepwear. Ugh.
Patrick's wearing a Lolita t-shirt.
So you're wearing your pajamas.
I'm wearing my pajamas. That's right.
I do that a lot.
Because I wasn't going to do the apocalypse. Oh, God, why? Oh, Jesus.
What made you do the podcast?
I promised my friend... this is interesting. I used to be a real journalist. And, like, I worked for a blog. And I was world famous.
Wow.
Yeah. No, that's not true. I wasn't. But
Patrick
I did have a job.
Famous.
I wasn't. But I did have a job. And that was really great. And my job was a website about drugs.
Okay. On Vice?
Sort of outsourced by Vice sometimes. Abused by Vice. Oh, right. Sorry.
Not like Vice?
Just, no. We don't talk about Vice.
What on the show.
What happened?
I'm dreadfully sorry.
With the V word.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Because we've all been betrayed. Well, we've all been betrayed by
everyone.
Everyone
has been betrayed
really,
by Vice.
Yeah.
He's Vice Judas.
I have been in rooms where we just go around the room and tell our
Judas
stories
Vice
about being betrayed by Vice.
Yeah. Oh, I was. Well, it's. No, we don't. We can't. Because I don't need to be killed in a drone strike.
Oh, right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like. Anyways. God, welcome to the Apocalypcast. You're listening to the Apocalypcast on Radio Free Brooklyn. If you like what you're listening to, which I can't imagine that you would, please give money. So go to www.patreon.com/Radio Free Brooklyn and give us your fucking money, because what else are you going to do with it? What are you going to pay taxes, asshole, fucking schmuck? Give us your money.
Give it to me so I can fund girls to get naked for my pictures.
Is that what you do?
Yeah. Basically.
Is it pornography or like art? Like... Or both?
Art, of course.
Well, like, yeah. It's like, you know how the 70s porn is, mm-hmm. has evolved to be like art now? It's kind of like that.
That's cool.
So it's art, I guess.
Nice.
It's on the borderline.
Oh, the borderline.
Yeah, the borderline.
It's brutal.
The very edge.
We like the borderline, though.
Mm. Yeah, it's true.
I did a whole, like, magazine on dildos, so it could be...
It's also
it
practical.
It wasn't sexual, so I don't know if it... I don't think it was porn. Did you think it was porn?
No, I didn't think it was porn.
I mean, what is porn? Like, who are we? You know what I mean? Like,
porn's shit. It's just shit. It's,
I mean, it depends. Like, it's a necessary evil.
Yeah, I agree. It's still crap.
Although I feel like within 10 years it won't be an industry because it'll just be amateurs flashing each other's cocks.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, they'll be like, all right, lads.
Oh my God, I was walking down the street today and someone... expose themselves.
Someone exposed their dong to you?
Yeah. He just stood there and he just looked at me.
Hello.
And I was like, right.
Hello.
Okay.
Hello.
It was horrible.
That's pretty gross. That's never
happened
to
me until
New York
today.
Is a fucked up place for women. That's not once happened to me. Not one time has somebody
pretty strange though, so.
Somebody's definitely exposed their penis to me. That's let's be real. What am I talking about?
Was it your girlfriend?
No, but it was all in good fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
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 Okay. Like, Jesus. We have like almost an hour left to go. No. What?
Nothing.
I'm kidding. Yeah, cool.
How long does your podcast last? Could you even tell us anything about it?
About our podcast?
Mm-hmm.
What can I say? Oh, right. So we were in the middle of the origin story of the podcast. It's like Spider-Man. So it was a serious podcast, and we had, like, real guests on.
Mm-hmm.
We had, like, lots of... We had my friend, Sulmay, Skype in from Iraq. Mm-hmm. You know? That was cool. We had, like, famous award-winning journalists on.
Kristen Gwynn came.
Kristen Gwynn was my co-host.
Yeah.
Co-founder, yeah. But then she betrayed me.
What happened?
And then we were betrayed from above, as usual. You know?
So many traitors,
including... Well, hang on.
Do you want to talk about it?
Yeah, I also have to talk about the cow birth that I witnessed later.
Oh, God, please don't. I generally had a phobia of cows. I don't like cow stories.
Well, I'm going to have to just... I'll give you the...
I've never at stake for that reason.
That's good that you haven't.
Thank you.
They forced me to watch a cow give birth, and then they made me tie it to a post and then beat it to death. No, they didn't make me beat it to death, but they did make me help them tie it to a post.
Is that what made
did you just beat it to death
what?
For fun?
No, I just felt bad. I was like, wait, this is where our meat comes from?
And you just... punched
it in
the face
till
it died. Are
some kind of vegans that did this to you?
No, they were farm people. But anyway, sorry. Moving along.
How did you beat it to death? Did you punch it?
I didn't. I wouldn't have. I would have been like, oh, God, that's gross. But I did have to witness its birth, and it was absolutely horrible. It's not that I
why did you have to witness a cow birth?
I don't have a problem
with
a cow.
Is it some kind
birth.
Of like a like
ritual?
No.
Like when the pro-life people like show you a baby,
no,
is this
that.
Like vegans want to show
that.
You a
right.
cow
it's that.
Being born?
It's the vegan thing.
Oh,
it's that
God.
They're going to show me a cow being born, force me to see a cow being born. I was asleep and they're like, yay! They like ring the cow birth bell. You know what I mean? And like all the French peasants like come with like their torches and are really excited.
Bonjour!
Oh, yeah! The cow's been born!
Oh my God! Someone tried to make me go to one of them.
Oh, yeah! When you were in France, they're always trying to drag you off
the
cover. The
pig things, the pig thing. You go pet the pig, and then you like you listen to it being killed.
They like it to be extremely cruel, the French. So they're like, "Go tie this Yeah, that's my problem with it. I don't have a problem with cows being born. I don't have a problem. If I was helping the cow, I'd be fine witnessing a cow birth. That doesn't bother me. But then they made me tie it to a fucking pole. And then the next day, they fed me steak.
No. Yeah,
that wasn't from that kid because it had to grow for it to be larger for them right. to slaughter it. But eventually they did slaughter it. So I did my. There is blood on my hands.
What was the cow's name?
I named it Vince.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
The female, the one that gave birth.
Is this what Vince? Happens in
Oh,
France?
I don't know. Yep, it's just all cow births and techno music and racism. And it's horrible.
And frog's legs.
And jihadis. Like, it's just, and yeah, it's fucking brutal. Like,
isn't nails. The burqa band in France?
Yeah, it doesn't really make any sense because it's like a scuba suit is like the exact same thing. You know? Like, I posted a picture of Jacques Cousteau and I was like time traveling Sharia squads. You know what I mean? It's like, oh my God, he's covered head to toe in black. But that's my point about France and Britain, is the French are like real fucking Poindexters about this type of shit. They're like, oh, we will ban the veil and then there will be no bombs.
Disgusting.
They attribute like magical powers to like, they're like, oh, if we censor people's...
It's disgusting.
What, say again?
She just farted and tried to waft it.
Oh, that's cool. I like it when people do that.
It's natural, mum.
It's poo particles on me.
What isn't poo particles,
it's
you know?
Going on to
this
my
room.
Jeans, it's
aren't we
gonna,
all poo particles? Yeah.
It's isn't not going to leak through my pants.
Hopefully
and go
not.
On your face.
Was it a shot?
Hmm?
I said, hopefully not if it
so
wasn't
wait,
a shot.
If you want to pitch your porn on the podcast, pitch it. I mean, or your art or whatever.
Oh, check me out on Instagram. It's at Heather. Mm-hmm. Like, Heather, not Heather. Oh, fuck's sake. Everyone here is like, Heather, Heather, and I'm like,
no, I hear
it's
it.
Just the way I say it. So it's Heather, and then it's Glazad. It's Heather, and then it's like a little underscore, and then it's GLAZZARD. Check out my porn.
that'd be a great website, checkoutmypawn.com. Actually, there's a cool British porn star that I like, Harriet Sugar Cookie. Have you heard of her? She's like a Thai British girl, and she just runs her own website with her boyfriend and her girlfriend, I think.
Oh,
really maybe cool. I should contact them and be like, let me photograph you.
You should. It's really it's actually pretty cool. It's like straight up.
Is it like really famous though?
It is now, yeah.
Oh,
it is now. But she seems
message
cool.
Him anyway.
She seems like she's making a fuck ton of money and like is really clever.
That's cool.
Shit. Yeah. So check that out. And also she's like, all right, lads, let's have a look at your cock. No, she's not. Yeah. So
did you see the video of the Queen going to like I hate to say this, mm-hmm. and I'm probably, if anyone from Britain ever hears this,
just whatever.
Probably just think I'm a bitch. But did you see the video of the Queen going to the hospital of the injured kids? She no. fucking couldn't get away fast enough. It was horrible.
Aww.
Yeah, it was horrible.
I've seen a video of her.
She was like,
horse.
She was like,
wait,
and then she's
hang on.
Like,
no offense,
trying to scuttle.
It is a bit silly that you guys have a queen.
She brings in a lot of money, but apart from that, I don't know what else she does.
What, from porn?
No, from all these like crazy like people from across the road being like, oh my God, it's a queen. It's like, she's not even there.
Holy shit, that's delicious.
If I, you know what? You want to know something?
She sweeps and she cleans.
You know what she does is she goes around and like ceremonializes stuff. And so all the MPs can just, you know, go and.
I don't know what she does.
People don't know this, but in every European country...
She knights people like Jimmy Savile.
She's like, for having sex with 7,000 children!
Do you guys know who that is?
No. Yeah, I know who it is. Oh. She was like, for 7,000.
Yeah.
I hear she goes to a lot of really tacky plays and like pony shows.
Oh!
Yeah,
toys.
She like goes to like horse shows, I think. I seen a picture of her on a horse. Like, Google that, please.
Yeah, but not like good ones.
No.
Yeah.
Speaking of horse shows, I'm so excited. So I've been working on a bit that, because none of my friends are like useful to me or like willing to stick up for me when it counts, I haven't been able to pull through with it, but I've been, the sound of that bag, oh John. Oh
just,
God, the
just fucking open it really fast.
Just get it done, yeah.
Today, quickly, come on.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, so I was thinking of doing a sketch where Barack Obama travels back in time to the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Do you know what this is? White House Correspondents' Dinner?
No.
Where Barack made fun of Donald, right? And okay. a lot of people say that during like a public event, and a lot of people say that that's why Donald wanted to run for president.
The White House Correspondents' Dinner is this event where people go, journalists get up on stage and make fun of the president, and then the president kind of like gets up and roasts everybody else. And
it's
when
like a big
Trump,
Democratic tradition.
And it was the middle of the year. Trump had everybody going on this big birther lie. You all heard about that.
It was in 2011, right in the middle of birtherism, and Obama
went up and he just like told like fucking like 15 bombs in a row, and it was really hilarious. And that was the end of birtherism.
But what people don't realize,
birtherism?
When they were saying Barack wasn't born in the U.S.
Yeah.
Oh right, because he's not.
But people don't know the story of what happened. Yeah, because. You know, I mean, might as well ask Trump for, like, his Scottish. But before Barack came on stage, he had an encounter with two of his future selves.
Oh, they're nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Back this is time. A little told story. Yeah. They don't want you to know this,
Barack
but this is
from
the
now,
truth.
Barack from November of last year went back in time to speak to Barack in 2011. He was like, Barack, he was like, whatever you do, don't make fun of Trump because he'll run for president and it'll destroy the country. Right. And
but Barack, like, that's insane.
No, he's like, Barack, he's like, no, please do it. He's like, all right, fine. He's like, Barack, you're wiser than me, so I trust you. I won't make fun of him, right? So he's like, Jesus, that was close. Trump could have been president. I better not make fun of him. But then Barack from this month comes back and stops him once more on the way to the stage, right? And he says, Barack, I know that the other Barack, who's older than you but younger than me, said not to make fun of Trump because then he'd be president. But he was wrong. You have to make fun of Trump. Because we need him to be president. It's going to be so awesome. Because Jesus is going to return. And he's going to punish all of these bastards. You know? Like, so, and that's what happened. And then he was like, fuck it.
Happened.
Let's go full in. You know what I mean? Because I wouldn't, like, the person that's the most upset.
I think Stewie Griffin did that on Family Guy. He, like, went back and told himself not to change anything in the past.
Oh, to stop Osama bin Laden.
Yeah.
Right, the same thing happened. And it happens to me constantly. I'm constantly dealing with, like, my future selves being like, Pat, Jesus, like, that. Oh, God, don't eat that the fifth egg. Like, are you fucking nuts? Like, do you have any idea what that's going to do to
your
intestines?
Have you guys ever seen Rick and Morty?
Yes.
Yes.
You had the guy that's, like, drunk. And Rick. He's like, yeah. That's him.
Rick on Rick and Morty.
I'm Rick?
Yeah, you're like.
That's a pretty good impression.
You should watch that show,
honestly.
Patrick. It's pretty good.
No, I don't watch shows. I just play video games.
What video games?
All video games.
All of them.
I love them so much. I don't do anything else.
Cool.
I just play video games.
And talk on this.
And I do the Apocalypse and I cry.
How many times a week do you do this?
Just once. That's all I can handle, you know? Yeah. It's like a shock to the system. By the way, we're only a half hour into the Apocalypse. Isn't that incredible? Like, time just slows down with, like, the burden.
So, all right, we can sing.
Yeah. What do you guys want to sing?
Shit.
God, do you know the show The Royals? Speaking of England.
I'll never be royal.
I know the song, but that's New Zealand.
Is it like a family?
It's a show about I do intro songs to
this one's nice.
To Brit no.
Is it like a custard cream?
I do intro songs to British shows.
So, all right, cool.
So the Royals is like, oh, it's the Royals. What are they gonna do next? Right? It's easy to do any Britcom to do its intro song. Like, I wish that was still a thing, you know,
not
that people
like
were
it.
Paid money for.
Why do you not like them?
You guys don't like the food?
Sorry, it's just me. I'm really picky.
Yeah, everything I hand to her and be like, it's nice. She's like, puh, puh.
She gave me a Pop-Tart the other day, which is vile.
Butter on a Pop-Tart.
Pop-Tarts are fucking delicious. Are you crazy?
If you haven't, then I think you should. Yeah, Pop-Tarts are sick. You should have one.
Yeah, Pop-Tarts are so fucking delicious. Do you know what's even more delicious than a Pop-Tart? Fucking toaster strudel.
What's a strudel?
Yeah, that's what.
A strudel.
Yeah.
Little strudel.
Right, if you're
it's like a Nazi
pop
strudel, yeah.
If you're smoking weed, can I go for a cigarette? Can I have a key to go for a cigarette?
What's everyone talking about?
Strudels.
Can you cut this?
No, we can't cut. That's the thing.
Oh, fuck. I'm so sorry.
Cut. It doesn't matter though. I mean, we can talk about it. But no. Well, if you want, but we can't edit.
No, there's only one shot at the Apocalypse.
No, I mean, if you want, he can let you out and you can go. But
no, I mean, so you can get that little bit out.
No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Just as long as nobody's like racist or homophobic, we're cool.
Mm-hmm.
And you could be both of those things as long as it's like
for fun.
For the greater good. For the,
exactly. You know what I mean? Because, like, who
Heels
doesn't...
me out.
What? Yeah. Let her out.
Mm-hmm.
Get out.
Don't do anything dirty.
BRB, everyone.
No, I promise.
Get out of the chopper.
I can't get an erection anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, God.
No. I'm going to let you out.
It's this one.
Bye, everyone.
It's this one. Bye. Yep, it's that one. And you really got to work with it. I apologize. It's a fucking stupid joke.
No, it was funny. Let you off.
Thank you. The Apocalypse is all about forgiveness, you know.
So, forgive and forget.
Well,
right?
Well, no, it depends. It's about forgiveness for those that are a victim of circumstance and extreme hatred and revenge on those who aren't. You know?
Hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, and we fucking hate traitors, which England barely has to deal with traitors, whereas, like, America, we're constantly dealing with traitors now. It sucks.
What do you mean? What do you mean by that?
Like, the president.
Yeah.
You know, and, like, his entire cabinet.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that they, I'm glad that they're going to get him on treason instead of, because, you know, if he'd, like, had a bunch of left-wing protesters executed, like, they would have gotten him on that, you know?
Mm.
But some people would have been like, well, you know, they were protesting.
Yeah.
But treason, like, it's great. It's always great to nail someone that you don't like for fucking treason.
Oh, yeah, treason.
Like, sure, like, of course, like, he's a fascist, racist, like, you know, homophobe, piece of shit, like, Nazi. It's just every single expletive you could think of, he is. But he's also a traitor. And that's fucking
God,
awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, like...
This is the best news I've heard since the election is that they're all traitors.
Yeah, they're all traitors.
I wasn't thinking about this. I was thinking about a lot of bad things. I was not thinking, oh, maybe they'll all go down for treason.
Yep, but it is like a 60% chance of treason in, like, the air. No?
Yeah, your political system isn't great.
No, it's the... candidate with
it's really,
this is so far
it's
beyond the political
there.
System, I think. This is...
What, this the
is, politics what? Speaking, I think it's like North Korea, America.
Whoa, let's not get... Well...
No, I'm joking.
We are over the Rubicon. The
to be
Rubicon
fair,
is very far behind us.
Well, yeah,
you're quite low down there, though.
To be fair, they didn't have a choice, and we did.
Yeah.
So in a way, we're definitely worse than they are. I don't know
if
our government is worse than theirs is, but it's like you ask a North Korean, like, oh, why is this your leader? And they're like, oh, well, because for 70 years, his family has ruled our country with an iron fist and has had unlimited funds for weapons from China and for nothing else. And they've ruled over a cruel slave state for generations. Why do you have an idiotic monkey clown for a president?
And he's like, oh, well, Obamacare.
Because I didn't like that there was a black guy in Call of Duty. Oh my God, it fucking freaked me out. Holy shit. Oh.
All they put on TV now is women.
Yeah, so I love confronting them with, I'm like, you don't like that there's Arabs in the new Battlefield game.
All I want to see is blonde-haired,
you, but you know what that
blue-eyed
reminds
all-Americans.
John? What that reminds me of, your concern over the ethnic makeup of Call of Duty, is this kid I saw in Syria that had both of his arms blown off all the way up to the joint. You know what I mean? It's exactly like that.
Mm.
You know, because, like, really, it's your suffering that matters. Like, it's like, you know, how can we possibly deal with people dying in the world if you're pissed off that, like, the cast of Star Trek is too diverse, you know? Like, it's a hard life. You know, like, you got to really feel bad for those Trump voters. They're like, Jesus Christ, like, I can't turn on Star Trek without seeing Asians. Like, fuck me. Like, it's just brutal. And it's because we haven't given those assholes enough sympathy.
No. And also, you know, their feelings, if we take down those Confederate monuments, you know, if we take down the statues of those traitors again.
This was a fun conversation that we got into.
Then their feelings are going to be very hurt. We need to tiptoe around them very, very carefully. For 150
no,
years.
You know what I think is...
Go ahead,
listen,
about that.
I have a great solution to this problem. Oh, sorry, go on.
No, that's all I want to say.
instead of tearing down the Confederate monuments, right, they should build monuments that are like 100 times larger than them of like a giant bear devouring. So leave the statue of Lee there. You know what I mean? So that they can have it. But build a giant bear with like jaws.
Yes.
About to pounce down on top of it. So everyone's happy. You know what I mean? Like, they have a narrow perspective on shit, so they can go prance around in front of the statue and pretend that the bear's not there, which is basically what they're... I mean, if you use Russia as the metaphor, that's literally what they're doing. It's prancing around a Confederate statue, yeah, ignoring the bear.
Wouldn't that be great?
But yeah, but they can do it. And then everyone else is like, well, there's a big bear about to devour it. So it's like, you know, you look like an asshole. And they're like, no, we're happy. Everyone's happy. It's the best way. It's the only solution. Or like a giant...
It's the only way.
Yeah, or a giant Tyrannosaurus Rex. Or like, you know, like a squid. A squid. I like a squid. So if it's a squid, you know it's going to win. You know what I mean?
But the squid should have, like, an Arabic name, though.
Yeah. Well, you know what the secret weapon of squids is?
What?
Sharia. No, oh, it's that they have 8 arms. Yeah. That's what, 10 arms. 10 arms. Jesus Christ. And then they have, like, 2 arms that are, like, special arms. That are even more special. Like, I only
one of them arms is their penis, though, right?
The what?
Their dick. On a squid.
That dick.
It's in their arm?
Yeah, one of the tentacles isn't an arm. It's a,
oh, it's a penis.
It's a penis.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. Is that true?
Yeah.
They have a dick tentacle?
Yeah.
The more you know, you know? Mm. And I thought that I was an expert.
Someone tell the Japanese.
I thought that because I had to fight
wouldn't
the giant...
trust this one. She thinks the world's flat.
Oh, cool. Yeah, the world should be flat. I don't know if it is. Do you literally think the world is flat?
No.
Okay, I'm glad because...
No!
Well, because there's people that do believe that.
Did you lie to me?
And, there's people that do believe that.
You told me that the world was flat.
Well, metaphorically.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, anyways, you know, what is flat? Like, who are we?
I feel like I've been lied to.
Yeah. But, yeah, but they just need to build giant velociraptor statues, you know.
About to devour the Confederate generals.
That's a long-term goal.
It's such a good idea.
Yeah, and then we can teach small children that that the dinosaur represents history.
Or build a giant Lincoln. Like a Lincoln that's like 1,000 feet tall. Just like
about to
step. Yeah.
Squish him.
That's a good idea. If only the Apocalypse was in charge of America, you know? Everything would be beautiful.
It would be a better place.
It would be over more quickly.
Yeah.
Let's look at it that way, yeah.
Every child would know Carmina Burana.
Oh, every child would be like, remember all the... Yeah, you better
every
be
child
able to,
would know Night on Bald Mountain.
You better be able to hum these fucking things when I'm done. Anyways, you guys are listening to the Apocalypse. I can't believe there's so much time left. I'm sorry to have done this to you guys.
It's okay.
You can't have a cigarette. Oh, did you have a cigarette?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then everybody's happy. I shouldn't have apologized.
Did you not even see me go?
I did, but it's just when I'm here, I'm like a squid having to, like, you know, operate things with, like, all my arms.
Having to, so, while having sex.
Well, it depends. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it depends how you look at it. It's like, what is sex? You know?
Like, well, I think sex is when you reach out with your tentacle. And, you know, we'll tell you the rest
approach
later.
Bird.
Yeah, exactly. You can
squids
see
and
it
birds
in
just
so many Japanese films.
A bird.
Yeah, it's a metaphor for sexuality. They're like giant squid versus bird. Oh, that's brutal. Well, you know, well, yeah, but that's, I thought that I was an expert because I had to fight squid when I was a child.
Where did you fight squid?
In France. They're just
where,
like,
did you grow up?
In New Jersey, but. You know what I mean? But they're like, go down to the briny deep.
You killed a cow. You fought squids.
I didn't kill a cow. I wasn't like...
Part of the murder.
No, I was part of the murder. I was complicit, but I wasn't like the executioner, you know? I helped take a cow's life. And I feel bad about it. And I'm a vegetarian now. But maybe one day I'll change, you know?
Is, like, that why you're a vegetarian? Because that happened to you?
Well, it's an interesting story. I'm actually a vegetarian because my father was eaten by wild boars. No.
No, just no.
They just told me that so I wouldn't be ashamed of what happened to him, you know? Which is...
How many wild boars?
I don't know, like 1,000 of them. It's just a fucking stampede of boar. And they're like, Pat, wake up. We've killed a rabbit for you and we have some bad news.
Do you want to hear a Manchester rap?
Fuck yeah.
Jakira's going to beatbox over here.
Oh, you shooting me? You guys... We've been bullshitting for, like, the better part of an hour, and you guys can do stuff? Please, just take over the podcast.
You can do everything.
Jesus yeah, Christ! Are you...
What's that? Which one are we going? Track one or four?
It's my scare.
All right, okay.
All right, hang on. Let me take.
Can't remember the beat.
All right, guys.
Okay, I don't know. Yeah, okay.
Do you know all the words?
I just know the bit of it.
What beat do you want?
The squat set.
I can't remember it though. Wait. Alright. Yeah, like that, or a bit faster.
What do you think? Whatever you feel, okay. Babe. Yo, remember that girl called Heather? Didn't link her cause she had a lot of cheddar. And when I mean cheddar, I don't mean gash. I mean like cheddar cause she didn't have a bath. And he was like, yeah, I'd fuck it. Till I found out she had a bucket. That's a Manchester
rap. Do more.
I don't know anymore.
What did we used to sing back in year 7?
MC Smaller.
MC Smalley, that's my name.
MC Smaller?
MC Smalley, he went to my school. Shout out, Rivy.
I don't know who that is.
He's a big, he's a big MC back home.
We don't have MCs anymore.
No?
No, we did once, but they all migrated to England.
We do in London.
Yeah.
You have MCs.
Right there, they're like, yeah. There's the visa application form. They're like, you know, work, permit. Travel,
yeah,
MC.
I think you should do the MC Smalley rap though.
I can't remember it.
I can't.
I feel like I need the actual song.
Yeah, you should put the actual song on.
No, MC Smalley, that's my name.
We can't use any copyrighted music.
Oh okay. Yeah.
So go.
We'll do it. Ready, 3, 2, 1, go. MC
Smalley, that's my name. Gonna go with the flow, gonna play the game, gonna roll the dice. Once or twice, washing and I feel it nice. You got me, you got me good. In the butt, in the butt, in the butt. I don't know anymore.
I like it.
Bass Hunter was great. You had Bass Hunter though, right?
Sorry?
Bass Hunter?
Yeah, I know that.
Oh, he's great. What about Cass Carter?
Chris Carter?
Cass Carter.
Don't know.
Chris Carter. You got me good.
Oh God, the horror.
Country
oh, no.
Road, take me home to the place I belong, West Virginia. Are you ready?
That was pretty good. So that was a whole MC.
Can you guys freestyle?
No.
Should we have a rap battle?
I spit rhymes. I do crimes. I sell Nixon dimes. That's the best I can do.
That's way better than I can do.
That's pretty good,
unfortunately.
Right? Yeah. Thank you.
That was pretty good.
I know, I'm thinking of restarting my career. No, fuck this journalism shit, you know?
What would your street name be?
Oh, God.
Sorry. I've drunk a lot of Coke today.
What would Pat's street name be?
I don't know.
Maybe people should call in. Can people call in?
No, they can't.
Maybe people should message us and and vote. And the best name, I will personally buy you a crate of beer.
Can I get my friend to call in? Are we not allowed to do that?
We don't have. I don't think we have a phone.
No cops.
Call.
Oh, Jesus Christ. We have a long time to go on the Apocalypse.
No, that's what I'm saying. Can I get my friend to call in?
Sure. About what? Is he cop? You said cop.
Call.
Oh, yes.
Get my friend to call in.
Yeah.
Copping.
Copping? What's that?
No, I don't know. You said cop.
I don't know. Just
Cop means you've brought something. Or you've got something.
Jesus Christ.
I've just, like... So you go, I've just copped that for a tenner.
Oh, that kind of cop.
Oh, yeah. The thing about the English is they like to foist their slang on others.
Mm. Yeah. No, you guys do that.
No,
word.
Me. No. When I'm in England, I'm like, word. Well, hang on, I don't go to England. But
dead ass.
If I were in England, yeah, I wouldn't be like dead ass. Which is here, I would definitely be like dead ass. But if I was in England, no way.
And you guys got word.
No, but that's not real.
Word.
That's not real. That's like you say that sarcastically.
Nope.
No, people don't say word.
Word. They do. Don't people say word here?
Yeah,
a lot.
White people say word.
Yeah, white people say word a lot. That's pretty weird.
Oh,
It's pretty weird.
I've heard black people say it.
Yeah,
I was there.
Yeah, but it was in the 70s.
No, it was last week.
Well, I actually, you know, I always enjoy because like New York has a pretty grimy accent.
Yes.
Some parts of it. And I always love hearing kids that have the accent because it's like a fucking time machine.
Brooklyn.
It's not even Brooklyn. It's anywhere. It's Jersey. It's the Bronx.
Long Island.
Long Island is the worst.
And they're not afraid
to... People don't really do that, but maybe a little bit, but not really. But like,
they're not afraid to really speak in their
upper
registers.
Can you lay the fucking mic?
They're not afraid to speak in their upper registers either. They're talking like this.
Terrible Jersey. It's not true.
Oh, man.
Ooh.
It's totally true.
But whenever I see a kid that has like that disgusting accent that I love from New York, it's like a fucking time machine because you don't think a kid's going to be like, hey, mom! You know, like, it sounds like a fucking gangster.
Give me a pizza.
Yeah, it sounds like a kid. It sounds like a gangster, like, cartoon character from, like, the 1920s. You know, like, it sounds ridiculously anachronistic. Like,
hey, I'm trying to get a pizza here.
Yeah, whoa! Whatever, the 70s. Hey! You know what I mean? Like, it's like, I'm like, wow, like, fucking time machine. Like, they're texting, and they're talking, like...
What the fuck you talking about?
Like, they're fucking, yeah.
Fuck out of here.
No. What do you think about New York,
Peter.
Man? He's from Seattle.
Where's that again? I know, wait. Like the north.
It is the north. It's actually one of the northernmost cities.
Seattle's in the Pacific Northwest. What do I think of New York? I lived in New York since I was like 19.
Since I was 19.
We did a... Yeah.
Long ago.
Yeah.
That was kind of long ago. Are you 30?
I'm 31 now.
Fuck, we're old.
But...
It's cool. I don't mind being old. I like
you. You want to know something about New Yorkers is that they tell you when they have a fucking problem with you.
They got a fucking problem with you.
And they communicate very directly and hopefully unambiguously. And people in the Northwest do not do that.
Oh, I
they will never say what they really
mean. In the Northwest.
I don't like living other places.
UK.
In New York, you can just go around and you can assume that everyone says what they mean. In the Northwest, you cannot do that.
Round two. Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, I like this. The ding, ding, ding. Okay, so why would you rather live in Manchester than London?
Yeah.
Or in New York.
New York.
I agree.
London, like, work-wise, would be cool. But I think New York's the best of both.
Oh, it absolutely is the best of both.
The both worlds.
Wait, the best of both. That's cool. That'd be a cool... I could picture that being like a show hosted by a fat man in England.
James Corden.
Yeah. Oh, the best of both with James Corden it is. I do a lot of good impressions. But you guys want to hear some impressions?
Yeah.
Name a celebrity.
Any?
Any celebrity.
Oh, God. Morgan Freeman. And he was a good man.
I'm Morgan Freeman. Wow. All right, name another celebrity.
Steven Spielberg.
Holy shit! Steven Spielberg, fuck! Oh. All right, name another celebrity.
Mm-hmm. Tom Selleck.
Whoa, I'm Tom Selleck. What? I have a mustache, right?
Peter Griffin.
Yes, hey, he's got a mustache.
That's not a real person.
He could be.
Seth Rogen.
He's a comedian. I don't want to. You can't make. You can't make.
Donald cards. Trump.
Yeah, I'm the president.
Yeah. I'm gonna build a wall.
But tell me I'm not stupid, please, Jesus! I don't want to be stupid. Why am I fucking so dumb? Mm-hmm. Oh God, please! Somebody kill me before this happens. Oh God, I wish you'd won. Oh God, I wish I wasn't gonna be crucified by my own people. Oh, they know. They know I'm a traitor. Oh Jesus, fuck! Oh God. Please kill me! Melania! Oh, Baron, why? And you're all gonna burn with me! That's the worst part! Is I've made my entire family complicit in my crimes and they're all gonna burn in hell because of me! Oh, Jesus! Oh, fuck, I'm Donald Trump! Yeah, so that's my Donald Trump impression.
Nice.
I think it's pretty good. Right?
It got intense.
How about Kendall Jenner?
Whoa, I'm Kendall Jenner, what the fuck? Whoa! So that's celebrity impressions.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's all right.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
It's fine. We're all going to die anyways, you know, what's the point? Mm-hmm. Yeah, any thoughts?
I always say this.
Any deep thoughts that you guys want to...
I'm currently trying to get someone to call me from Manchester. So you can ask them about Manchester.
That'd be nice. My friend.
I feel like I've not been there for like 5 weeks, so I don't really. Another thing I can say is
wait a
yes,
second.
Smith.
I feel like I haven't heard of a lot of terror attacks in the UK.
Do you live here?
Yeah, I agree.
So do you think this kind of changes the landscape? Do you think this is going to really kind of shift the conversation?
I think you become more aware.
I think as bad as it sounds, I think that people will have more stuff to say, which is better. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Through shit.
But I actually think that in a way we should be thankful for the Donald, which is why Obama went back in time to make sure that younger Obama let Trump be president, because it's like inoculated like France and like other countries against these fucking idiots, you know. It's like Macron. I love that little pervert. He's so sweet and adorable. I just want to give him a big hug. You know what I mean? And I like his weird ass family. And, like, I like his, I don't know, I just like the cut of his jib. And it's not often that I'd be like, I like the cut of someone's jib. Mm-hmm. And I feel like a dude like that who's just like, hey, like, maybe we should just, like, be nice to each other and drink some wine. And they're like, hey, it's a good idea. You know? Like, it's nice to have somebody, like, win with positivity. So I'm really happy about that.
Yeah.
And I feel like, thank you, Donald, because not only are you going to be, like, in prison in, like, a year, which is great. So I'm so glad that he won.
Yeah.
But also, and also, like, your entire family, like, and all your friends, like, you all, it's like you had no reason to commit treason. No reason, but you're just like, we've broken it, like, we've raped people, you know what I mean? Like, we've fucked poor people out of money. Like, we might as well, like, what's the greatest taboo of all? Like, we've probably fucked children.
He has fucked children.
Definitely. He's probably fucked his own daughter.
Who, Trump?
He fancies her.
Yeah, that's
a lot.
So
Oh, but if you put it that way, it sounds so, so lovely.
Oh, sorry.
Oh,
yeah.
He fancies her.
He's got a crush.
He fancies her.
Oh, how fancy. It is a luxury.
Well, he's lurking over her bed.
And what's great is that once the line is crossed and once he does go to jail, mm-hmm. all of those people, you know, it's clear what the line was. Like, Paul Ryan went and called himself some kind of, like, iconoclast for so long, and now everyone knows how much of a coward he is.
Oh, and then, but the craziest part is that Jesus is going to come back after all. On top of everything, is that Jesus is going to be so pissed. You know what I mean? He's like, oh my God. He's like, what the fuck have you fucking assholes been up to when I've been gone? He's like, are you kidding me? He's like, holy shit, is there going to be hell to pay? When my father sees this, oh boy. I like the angry God, though, from the Old Testament. It's just that I see him as, like, reinforcing my beliefs, you know? Like, it's just like a river of blood is going to just flood out the
traitors. From the halls of Congress.
Just not even, it's just from the halls of Jesus, you know? Like, it's just gonna, like, a holy terror of Jesus's wrath is, like, coming, you know? And it's gonna be great, because Jesus had amazing abs. So,
In the Divine Comedy, that the innermost circle of hell is reserved for people who betray themselves and others.
True, yeah, absolutely. And Michael Flynn, fraud. Basically. Yeah. Anyways, any final thoughts, guys? Thank you so much for coming all the way out here.
It was great being here.
Yeah. Wait, I thought it was like an hour and a half long.
It's not, but we can record more. It doesn't matter. We do have to upload this because it has to be a specific airtime tomorrow. Burning Bridges with Margot is on next. I think it's on next. I'm not sure that it's on
next. Let's hope it's on next.
Jesus, I hope that it's on next, that they don't crucify me.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, God.
Peace out, world.
Oh, God, we still have
time. Guys.
It's an awkward time for me to have announced the closing of it, because we have about 20 seconds left.
Oh, we could do it again.
No, we can't, because I can't edit. Any editing will result in me being murdered.
Let's do it again.
Patrick, in 10 seconds, what do you think is going to have happened in the next week?
In one word?
Three.
Jesus.
Two.
And one.
Thank you for listening.